I am Planta on the line. This is thecommentary.ca. As part of our continuing BC election and referendum coverage, we will continue a tradition started in the last campaign of talking to the candidates from my own constituency of Vancouver Kensington. The riding covers Main Street from 16th to 49th Avenues, Kingsway South from Fraser to Nanaimo Street. Invitations have gone out to all three of the candidates here, Mabel Elmore of the NDP, Cyrus Lee of the BC Liberals, and my guest now, the Green Party candidate Doug Workington. As of this morning, we have not heard back from the Cyrus Lee campaign. Doug Workington is a research engineer and environmental entrepreneur. He has been an active Green Party member, officer, and candidate since 1996. He has run federally and municipally for the Greens in the past. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Doug Workington. Good morning, Mr. Workington.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. How does this campaign compare to the 2005 one for the Greens provincially? I ask that considering that you had a more well-known leader. I'd contend that Adrian Carr was more visible than Jane Stirk.
Right. That's true. She definitely was a much more high-profile member of the community and kind of well-known even before she became leader of the party. 2005, we received more attention, I would think, from the media, for sure. But I think that the other aspect of it is that we're kind of going through a rebuilding phase in the Green Party over the last few years. We've had kind of a low ebb in terms of financing and that sort of thing, but we are making a comeback. And I see a lot of growth in the party, and came at a good time because we actually managed to get ourselves reorganized to be running a fairly solid campaign. Also, I think our leader, although she's not as well known, she's very well spoken and I think comes across very well. So I'm looking forward to big things after the televised debate on May 3rd.
Now, you've traveled the constituency campaigning, I'm sure. What's the response been like so far?
It's been good. It's interesting because the Green Party is, people have much more of a formed opinion about the Green Party nowadays than they used to in the past. Generally good. And what I'm seeing a lot is a lot of people are starting to reconsider voting Green, just because they're more and more turned off with the their other two choices.
Now, in the last campaign, your party pulled about 6% in this riding. We're looking now provincially at the latest poll that the two major parties, the Liberals and the NDP, are within 3 points of one another. If you're looking at an increased vote in Kensington this time around, it looks like it'll come at the expense of one of the other parties. Did you think that'll come from the NDP?
In Kensington, I'm thinking it may, actually, because what I'm hearing is that they've fairly effectively alienated a lot of people who have strong environmental concerns. And I'm getting is a lot of people are actually they're thinking about those two issues. Really, one is that they don't want to support the NDP because of their environmental stance, but they're concerned about voting against them because they also don't want the Liberals to win. So those people are the ones that are most likely to shift to the Greens.
Well, which of the two parties, the Liberals or the NDP, would be better stewards of the environment, do you think?
My own opinion is that they wouldn't be that different. If you look at their platforms, I would think that the NDP probably has a better platform, but it's easy to have a better platform when you're in opposition. If you look at their record when they were in government, the real growth of the Green Party in 2001 was precisely because the NDP had had a very negative record on environmental issues and had, at that time, as they seem to be doing again now, seem to have done a lot to alienate their own members that have strong environmental concerns.
Now, the carbon tax, your party is in favor of that. Is that correct?
Yeah, the concept, and we're very, we think the Liberal government deserves, you know, they don't deserve credit for a lot of things, but that is something they do deserve credit for putting it in. It took political courage to do that. I don't think it's an ideal, the way they've done it is not ideal, but it's a start, and it's a good point to work from to create an overall strategy to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And anyone who's a serious, you know, kind of analyst of how to reduce greenhouse gases recognizes that you need broad-based carbon pricing of some sort as a starting point.
And then cap and trade, is that the better way, do you think?
I think there's definitely room for that. We in the Green Party, we think that what we need is a combination of the two that covers carbon pricing very well. It has its role, but as we've seen in Europe, it really has very little effect at first, and often it just becomes kind of a cash cow for companies that are well connected to the government when they're setting the initial levels. I think there's a lot to work out in cap and trade. And the other thing is just if you are relying only on that, and I think that's the biggest concern with the NDP's policy, is that it's politically a lot easier, and that's why they're promoting it. It's more of a hidden tax. It is a carbon tax as well, but it's hidden. People don't see it, so therefore it's an easier sell politically, and it is just not as effective.
Did you think the carbon tax should be higher? I was talking to an NDP strategist the other day, David Schreck, and he says that it should be at least a quarter.
A quarter?
Like 25 cents.
Oh, in terms of, yeah.
To add it to the price of gas, a quarter at least.
Oh, gasoline. Yeah, well, it needs to be enough that it creates an incentive to reduce the use of fossil fuels. But to me, the most important thing is what you do with the money that you get from the carbon tax. And that's, I think, where there's a bit of a problem with the Liberals' plan right now, which has been, we'll collect the tax and then basically give it back to everybody, which I guess is part of trying to sell it politically. But what we really need is for a good part of that money to be reinvested into creating the option so that people don't have to buy as much gas. They don't have to travel by a car. Because that's the problem, is creating pain for people who are lower income but are in a situation where, you know, to get to work, the only reasonable way is to drive. And this is where, for instance, the mayors in the Lower Mainland were in favor of shifting some of that tax revenue into transit. And that was rejected by Mr. Campbell, but I think that's actually a good option that should be revisited. That sort of thing, basically reinvesting that money into transit options, into lower emission vehicles, that sort of thing.
Now, in 2004, your party went before the Citizens Assembly and said that they were opposed to the STV proposal. This time around, you are supporting it, your party is. Why the change?
I think last time around, actually, personally, I supported it last time as well, and our position in the election last time was that the party didn't actually end up taking an official position and left it up to the candidates. But the initial opposition really was because we had promoted a change to a mixed member proportional system, and you know, we still think that that would be probably the better system for BC, but the way that we look at it now is that this is what's on the table. The mixed member proportional is not on the table, and the STV system would be far preferable to the existing first-past-the-post. So you can make a positive change, you go for that, even if it's not what you think is ideal.
Now, when you talk to voters and you're campaigning, and you talk about STV, do you think they're savvy enough about it?
I'm finding this time around, it's better than in 2005. People have a better idea of what it is. People don't understand the details of it, but I don't think it's even really necessary to completely understand the detailed mathematics of it. The core concept is actually pretty simple.
Have there been all candidates forms for all you people running in Kensington?
There hasn't actually been yet. I've got, there's a couple, actually there aren't any that I know of that are just for Kensington. The only ones that have scheduled are ones that are a combination with neighboring districts as well.
Now, do you live in Kensington?
Yes, I do.
And what is it about this neighborhood? I know you have a business in, I guess it's in Marple, right?
We used to have that.
Oh, okay. So, and your wife is running in Kingsway, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. What is it about this area that motivated you to move here, to live here, and also to run?
Actually, it's a neighborhood that I didn't know much about until I moved near the area, and particularly kind of the area around Fraser Village, Fraser Street, which is where I live now. I find it to be a really interesting, vibrant sort of neighborhood that has a lot going on. It's not extremely trendy, and it's not that wealthy, but it's got a really great, interesting, vibrant mix of different ethnic origins and different incomes, and the businesses are great there. It has kind of a growing sense of community, I find, too, and that really attracts me. My interest, I really like the idea in Vancouver of further developing its neighborhood character, and I've always promoted that. And this is one of the better neighborhoods, I find, in terms of having a really interesting character and actually a lot of potential for developing a stronger community, which I think overall we really, you know, in the long run, that's what we need in our society, is to have stronger community where we live so that people feel more supported.
Now,
I think it's a good place to start that way.
Now, a lot of the pundits that I've talked to thus far in the campaign have said that they've sensed a great disengagement from the citizens, from voters. Is that your sense, traveling the community, that people really aren't jacked up about this campaign?
I'd say kind of two sides to that. One, I agree that there's a certain disengagement, but I think it's not that people are just not interested. People are interested, but they don't really like the options. That's kind of what I'm getting. One thing that I'm encouraged by is I'm sensing a little stronger interest from younger people in this election. So something I haven't seen as much of in the past, and I'm not sure how well that'll translate into a better turnout, but I'm hopeful that it will. I think that the referendum on FTV is part of that.
Doug, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, and continued good luck with the rest of the campaign.
Okay, thank you very much.
The GreenPartyBC.ca, that's their website. Green Party candidate in Vancouver, Kensington, Doug Workington on the line. Whether you live in Kensington or not, don't forget to vote on May 12th. I'm Joseph Plante.